live at CSUN 2010. This is Michael Loff. And catching up now with Bill Fenton here at Ambutech. And they make canes. You're a Canadian-based company, is that correct?
Yes, we are.
Yep. Okay, so let's talk about, I said, you know, is there anything new happening in cane technology? And you said every day. So let's talk about what, kind of in the last couple of years, how have canes evolved? What are you using, different materials? What?
Yeah, I think with advances in material technologies, primarily towards lighter and stronger materials, our products have evolved away from the traditional aluminum product to a graphite material for the most part, which is much lighter, about 30% lighter than standard aluminum.
Is it sturdier, less likely to bend, or about the same?
It is fairly flexible, so it does bend, but it won't break. You know, it's very difficult to break. It is.
Can it be bent back into place, or?
It tends to, if it does bend beyond a certain point, it'll break. It won't,
right.
Bend into a certain shape like aluminum would.
Right, so at least you can recognize that it is bent, I may need to replace this, but it is still functional in a few days until you get your new product.
Correct. And we also offer a fiberglass material as well, which is very, very durable. It's our most robust cane, so if there's a user who tends to break their canes or be very hard on their canes, we'd recommend a fiberglass product.
Interesting. So people who are hard tappers or just travel a lot or in different environments or just hard on canes for whatever reason, either collapsing them. So the fiberglass is the way to go for a more durable material. Now, you know, I'm old school. I have never used a roller tip. First time I saw a guy dragging his cane on the ground back and forth, I go, he's doing it wrong. Where did he learn his mobility skills? So talk about that, roller tips and the benefits and how many, you know, folks are doing that and kind of what that entails.
I'm not sure exactly the percentages, but it's probably maybe a 60-40 split. 40% of the canes we sell are with a rolling type tip. We offer standard rolling as well as rolling balls. But it's whether you're using a tap technique or continuous contact, which seems to be maybe more popular, more prevalent than it once was. So the rolling tips are quite popular.
So there's a ball. How's that different? So that can actually...
It's a little bit larger, so the rolling ball would be less prone to getting caught in some of the nooks.
Cracks in the sidewalks. That was going to be my question with using that. Just kind of rolling back and forth, left to right, if you could get caught up in...
That's right.
Breaks in the concrete or asphalt, what have you.
And we've also come out recently with a we call it the Nightwalker tip, but it incorporates some electronics and it'll actually flash in the dark just to alert passersby to be exercise caution, perhaps if the user of the product is crossing the street or you know, just to be recognized in a difficult situation. But this actually has a sensor that detects ambient lighting, so it won't flash during daylight, but at night. It will start to blink, and that way you don't waste battery life on
this. So this is that's battery powered. So this is the evolution of just reflective tape.
Yeah, this is taking it one step further. This is actually, it's got electronics, and it actually has a light, an LED light that blinks. It's not just reflective tape, but it actually has electronic circuitry.
And how would I, as a user, know when it's about dead or totally dead?
It has a low battery sensor, so it would vibrate. And so you'd sense some pulsing vibrations to let you know that your battery is running down.
Oh, very good. What kind of life might we expect?
A little over 500 hours.
Well, sure. Oh, that's pretty good. When you say 500, you mean actual active use when it's engaged?
Good question. Yeah, that's actual active use.
So that would be nighttime or during cloudy weather?
Yeah, it'd have to be quite dark. It'd be pretty much at night. And also, if the cane's not being used, like if it's inactive, it wouldn't flash. It senses whether there's activity. So you'd have to be using the cane and having to be in the dark for it to flash.
And then you get, how much warning would you say you get? How many hours? Say, hey, this is low, or make some sound. It's not like 15 minutes like a cell phone or anything. You're going to get some ample time if you're out. Maybe if it happened to me here at CSUN and I could still take care of the event.
That's right.
Before getting my batteries. I'm
not sure exactly
and
how long.
All right. And how much cost does that add to it?
They start at about $11, so they're quite economical cost-wise, considering the electronics and whatnot that are incorporated into the product.
So this is embedded in the cane or something you affix to the cane?
It's a tip accessory. So the
order
the cane with the tip on it, or you can buy the tip as an extra and add it into your cane.
I assume it's waterproof somehow to protect the...
And it is actually water resistant, so I mean, if you're out in the rain, I mean, it's not going to affect the function of your cane.
Cool. Anything on the sonar front or that gets expensive? The vibrations to detect objects are either right above you, tree branches that might hit you in the head that a cane would not detect on its own?
Nothing that we're currently offering. We're always looking at ideas to try and expand our service service options, but right now it's we don't have anything more advanced than the cane products.
And what about the material being used to hold the collapsible pieces together?
To hold the pieces together, we usually have the elastic, the way the elastic is tied, so when you fold the cane, you loop, there's a little loop at the end of your
cord
that's meant to fold over the cane.
Some I didn't know if that material had changed. I remember when they used to use a rope, almost like a hemp rope, and now it's pretty much elastic, so it is stretchable.
It is stretchable, yeah.
But that holds, does that hold, keep it sturdy when the pieces are together?
That helped. Yeah, that's what holds the cane together as well. So it's kind of dual purpose.
I guess what I meant is there, you know, does the cane wobble a little bit, or does that depend on the type of material? Or
it shouldn't wobble a bit. The wobble is a function. Is always a trade-off. If you make it so there's no wobble whatsoever, it's very hard to pull the cane apart to fold it up. So it's kind of a trade-off. We want to try and maintain an optimal balance of no wobble, but it also make it fairly easy for the user to get their cane folded.
So I don't know if the graphite was better than the aluminum where that was concerned. Or does it have to do with the fitting of the pieces together?
Yeah, the aluminum, because it's the same material, you get aluminum on aluminum, it tends to bind more than our graphite canes, which have aluminum joiners on graphite. So aluminum and graphite are, you know, the dissimilar materials are more compatible and they tend not to bind as much as aluminum on aluminum.
Now, what about these telescoping canes? I've never gone down that path. Is that something you sell?
Yeah, we offer it. It's a two-piece telescopic. One thing our users really, really like is the exceptional lightweight of the product, but it is a little lighter duty than some of the other canes, so if you are someone who tends to be rougher on your canes, it may not be the product for you, but it is very, very lightweight.
Right, so you just extend it and then lock it down, some kind of thumb screw locks it down? And
There's three different sizes that they come in, depending on the length of the cane, the ultimate length of the cane you want, but it extends in and out, and you just rotate the bottom section to tighten it up, and it'll lock in place.
Oh, so it's three pieces, so you can get it down to about a third or a little bit over a third of its original?
The kind that we offer right now are only two-piece, so
they
go back to
about half.
Half, roughly, yeah.
So if I need a 58, I'm going to get it down to about 29, 30 inches?
Correct.
Okay. So what are we talking about here in terms of prices?
Well,
and I guess start with the ones that are most popular, the ones you most sell.
You know, a standard aluminum folding cane would start at about $22. That would be a standard aluminum cane with a marshmallow tip. And then our more advanced telescopic canes, if you had a telescopic cane with one of the fancier tips, it would probably run you up towards $75 with a ceramic tip, which would outlast the life of the cane. So really, the range is about $20 to $75.
And then what about the roller, the ball tips?
Price-wise?
Yeah.
The ball tips and roller tips are a little less than the ceramic. So if I'm just looking at the tips themselves, the basic marshmallow tip runs about $2. If you start getting up into the roller tips, they're about $9. The ceramic tip is the most expensive. It's around $14.
But how does that crank it up from $22 to $75 for that $14 tip? I'm trying to understand the...
The first cane I mentioned was just a standard folding aluminum cane.
Okay.
That's your basic cane.
Right, right.
The second, the higher end one would be the two-piece telescopic, which is more of a premium product.
Okay, so you do pay for that technology.
Correct. Yeah.
Okay. Why don't you give your website and phone number so folks can contact you? And
sure. Well,
the
website is www.ambutech.com.
That's AMBU, right? TECH.com?
TECH, correct. Okay. We've got a new website, much more user-friendly than than it once was. And our 800 number is 561-3340.
All right, very good. Good products here from Canada. I have one myself, not on me, but I do have one. So good luck and check it out if you're in the market for a new cane. Technology's moving forward. They're not what we used to use back in the day. Live at CSUN 2010, this is Michael Loff for Serotalk.com blog and podcast and Samnet Radio.